Hey everyone, welcome to Thriving Marriage with Mark and Bethany. This is our weekly discussion of marriage and family in the Christian life. And I say weekly, but if we're being honest, it's been a few, several weeks since
we've
done a podcast recording. And that's because it's summer's over. We have just completed our book recently, and we're kind of back into a new season of the podcast and happy to be recording some new episodes. And today we want to talk about friendship in marriage, especially across time. And we want to observe this progression that I think is true of all marriage relationships. A marriage relationship begins at a friendship stage. A guy and a girl become friends, they get to know each other, and then that progresses into a romantic stage, and they start holding hands and kissing, and there's a little bit more than a friendship.
Right.
And then you formalize that in getting married, and you create a covenant context for you to engage in romance with each other. And then there's a third and super important stage, which we want to talk about today, and that is the romantic friendship stage that is just kind of an ongoing stage of a marriage relationship. We need to continue to be friends and to develop our friendship, even though we've gone through those previous two phases. It's more important than ever to develop friendship in the later years of a relationship and deeper levels of a marriage.
Yeah, and all relationships take work, just like a friendship in marriage, a romantic friendship in marriage, that takes work and effort and time. It doesn't just fall into place usually for people. It requires some planning, thinking, and perseverance, even through tough times or different seasons.
Totally. And maybe it depends on your relationship. Some couples kind of have ups and downs and, you know, highs and lows, and others are a little more flat and stable. But, you know, your relationship may have started off relatively easily just in terms of becoming friends with each other. That's probably more common than not. But, you know, every relationship is going to begin with that kind of getting to know each other phase.
Yeah.
And you just learn the basics about each other, and you find out if you like each other and you like spending time with each other. And, you know, for us, we found that out pretty quick.
Yeah.
We like each other and we want to spend time with each other.
I remember getting to know you, and it was like, oh, I want to get to know him. I want to understand him more. I like talking to him. He seems like a cool guy, you know, like, let's hang out.
Yeah. I mean, I'll never forget it. I remember the first time I met you was on the tennis courts at our college campus. And it was like the only time I ever played tennis was that fateful day.
Right.
But I just remember meeting you, and I was struck. I want to get to know her.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a class together, right? And then.
Yeah. And I remember seeing you and thinking, oh, there's that guy I met.
Yeah.
I hope we get to hang out. Like, maybe we can talk about government together.
Yeah.
Ooh, really romantic.
Yeah. We started looking at each other.
Yes.
You know.
Yeah.
It's like next level looking at each other.
Yes.
It's not just like I just look at someone like I'm walking by, but like I'm looking at you.
Stare.
I like what I see.
Yeah, exactly.
And so we started talking.
Right.
And where the magic really started happening was when I had called a friend to see if my friend wanted to go to bluegrass night at this pizza place. I know that's really weird.
I was going to say,
but,
that
I like
doesn't
bluegrass.
Even happen anymore. Yeah.
Call me crazy.
Yeah.
I like talent when I see it. Okay. So we went to, I was inviting people to go to bluegrass night, and I happened to call a friend named Chelsea and invite her, and she was hanging out with you.
Oh, yeah. I was
and
there.
And she's like, well, I can't go because I'm hanging out with Bethany. And I said, well, she can come too.
Right.
And,
it's a party.
And I knew who Bethany was, and I was like, whoa, this phone call just increased in value, right? And I hear Chelsea kind of hold the phone down. This is probably an old flip phone or something, and say, hey, do you want to go to bluegrass night?
Yes.
And Bethany's like,
no.
No?
What? Phone's lame.
Yeah, I don't want to do that.
Yeah, no thanks.
Yeah. And then she says,
yeah, I said, well, who's going? Because for me, it's like, well, who's going to be there? I love people. I could be in for bluegrass.
So Chelsea rattles off some names. And then when she rattles off my name, I hear Bethany verbally respond like, oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think we should go. Yeah, let's do it. It was like, nah. Oh, Mark.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Okay. I'm in.
So anyway, I go into that bluegrass night feeling all the confidence in the world. And we ended up having a lot of fun talking and getting to know each other. And that was kind of the story of the next year of just like becoming friends and really finding out a lot about each other. And it wasn't long into our relationship when you flew across the world and spent a month overseas.
2 months.
Yeah, in Europe and traveling Europe at the singing group and all that. And so we had a big chunk of our early relationship that was distance.
Yes.
Just verbal communication only and written communication.
Right.
We sent emails and you called me on a phone card.
Collect call,
No, not collect.
Oh, it was a calling card. Yeah. A calling card. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I remember that. And I would get on a certain amount of time to email you. So I would read your information, send back my answers. And so kind of interesting because we didn't have just the physical closeness. We were separated, but we could still develop a relationship by getting to know one another and kind of conversation back and forth. That was a great time.
Totally. And so, I mean, we became friends, but then the way marriages go, it's like this friendship is not enough for this relationship.
Right.
We want to be more than friends with each other.
Yeah.
We want to have an exclusive kind of friendship. And so we start holding hands.
Mm-hmm.
We start kissing.
Whoa.
We start kissing a lot. Right.
Yeah.
And it's like, man, we need to get married.
Yes. Yes. We it's time.
Yeah.
Why wait?
Yeah. Because we want to be with each other. Right. Like it's like. That's just, it's unlike a friendship when it turns into romance.
Yes.
Or it's a friendship plus romance.
Right.
There's a layer there that's kind of exclusive. And so so we enter into that romance phase where we get engaged and we start planning a wedding. And, you know, and then we create this covenant context where we can enjoy God's good gift of romance in a covenant relationship. And I don't think we need to belabor that. We have episodes where we talk all about that, but we're highlighting that as a development in the stages of a marriage friendship.
Yeah.
Okay. So then once you get married, you now have a friendship and romance, and you need to lean into that and really develop what we are calling a romantic friendship.
Right.
And continue to get to know each other and to grow deeper levels of friendship and companionship with each other.
Yes. And, you know, as we see, as time goes on, some of the, beginning feelings, some of the beginning excitement can fade and usually does fade away. It's not the same as when I first just saw you. Sorry, sweetie, you're still very attractive and I still want romantic time with you. But it's just not the same feelings that I get when I enter a conversation with you or, you know, see you as it was early on. And yet it's a lot deeper in so many ways because of the life we live together, the relationship we've built together, the things God has put us through, the things that the decisions we make together, the way we spend time, you know, all of that's so much deeper, but the feelings do change. And so that's why it requires some effort, some planning, some energy.
Yeah. And so let's just think about that, tease that out a little bit. If we just had first category friendship, right? We just had like a getting to know you level of friendship. And that was all we had.
Yeah.
Right? Our relationship, our marriage relationship would be severely lacking, right? There's an intimacy component that fuels your oneness with each other. But then if we had a level two friendship relationship only.
Right.
That would be a problem as well. If you move from being friends to being intimacy partners, and you don't continue to develop your friendship, but your marriage rides or falls on your physical intimacy with each other, now all of a sudden we've got problems there too.
Right.
There needs to be more substance than sex, right? And romance.
Right.
There needs to be more substance than what's your favorite color and what's your favorite restaurant and what do you like to do for fun?
Right.
And so to your point, we need those deeper levels of friendship to keep growing. And that's what's going to help us, you know, continue to be friends and to like each other and to want to spend time with each other, even when, you know, all your husband's hair falls out and I don't have the physique that I had when we met. Right. Like,
right.
And we go through difficult times together. There's actually a lot of substance there to keep us not only committed to each other, but liking each other.
Yeah, that's great. And I think one of the amazing things that we had as a young couple, and we can think back to now, was an example of that. Even as we're talking, you know, into marriage and thinking we need to make sure we have both elements. When we were younger, We got to see many examples of Christian marriages who enjoyed each other, but one that stood out to us was my grandparents, Dick and Shirley Carpenter. They were married, and we got to spend a lot of time with them through our friendship and romantic friendship and even into our marriage stage, right? Mm-hmm. And we were able to see a couple that worked to develop romance and friendship.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to see that and witness it firsthand. We would be in their homes. We would go hang out there. We would do laundry there. And we were able to see a godly couple who said, this is worth investing time and effort in and into enjoying one another. And they were 40 years in or 50 years in.
They were 50 years in.
They were 50 years in.
50th wedding anniversary, and they were best friends.
They were best friends.
They loved being with each other, and they were just such a great example to us in that way of just modeling not only longevity and faithfulness, but just enjoying the process.
Yes.
I mean, they liked each other. They had fun with each other. He would mess with her and play with her and joke with her. And it was just such a refreshing, really motivating relationship to watch.
Yeah. I just that stands out to me as I'm thinking through and as we're, you know, encouraging this romantic friendship of a couple that we saw and that we have even talked about throughout our years of marriage and many others as well.
Yeah. And you think about the commands of Scripture for husbands and wives. We don't have a lot of direct commands for how to treat each other, but the ones that we do really suggest we have to get to know each other. I mean, husbands are called to live with wives in an understanding way. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, I need to spend the rest of my life continuing to be understanding. It's not like, well, I understand her. I figured it out, you know, 20 years ago when we got married.
Yeah.
I may have figured out some things 20 years ago when we were dating, but I need to continue today to understand you and to live with you in an understanding way.
Yeah, I'd love that if you could.
Yeah.
I'm going to need a lot of understanding,
yes,
so keep after it.
I don't want my prayers to be hindered. So. And then, you know, husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church. And, you know, you have these direct commands of Scripture that really suggest we do get to know each other, and we do continue in these deeper levels of relational friendship and intimacy years into marriage.
Yeah, and so, if I'm supposed to be, and I am called to be your helper, your partner there, I need to know you well, and I need to know what would help you best, and so that I can serve you, so that I can be that best helper. So you can see that in the Bible, if I don't know who you are, or what would best benefit you and our family, then I'm not going to be that great support that is needed. And so that's where developing this friendship and this understanding, keep coming back to it of spending time together beyond just the business items, but really developing the relationship is going to help me to do my God-given role better.
Yeah. So let's spend the last couple of minutes here just rapid fire identifying some ways for how do we develop this? How do we cultivate this romantic friendship, you know, deeper levels of the relationship.
Yeah.
How do we do that?
The first thing that comes to mind right away is something that you do well, and I think I respond to well, but it's you really do try to have fun in our marriage. Now, I know, I mean, maybe that surprises people as one of the first things that comes to my mind, but, you know, there's hard things, there's boring things, there's business things, there's packing lunches or, you know, getting stuff ready for a soccer game, whatever. And you just are very good at lightening up and laughing together and teasing. I mean, the teasing, I know some people could say, oh, that teasing goes too far. I'm not talking about that type of teasing. I'm talking about the playfulness, the joking, the fun element of just, hey, we're going through this life together. We have tasks that we got to do. We're working hard. We've got a family, we've got kids. And you're going to joke with me and laugh with me and not just leave it, especially with my personality of just task, I go on to the next thing.
Well,
I get focused.
And, you know, and I think in response to that, you do a good job of going along with it because you're like, you know, all the details and trying to get out the door and like, bum, 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 bum. And then all of a sudden I'm like messing around and joking.
Right.
And, you know, and you go with it. But it's very easy for if one person in the relationship starts joking for the other person to not tolerate it and to shut it down and
it.
We're not doing that. We have to get out the door. Like, stop it.
Right.
And again, you have to have the right time and place, and maybe it's not always the right time to joke and
yes,
have fun.
Yes.
But that this what we're talking about here goes both ways.
Yeah.
And so I think that is one thing that you can do to help develop your friendship. I think we can say just generally that you cannot stop putting in effort here. You need to continue to work at it. And I think you said it well at the very beginning of this episode that good relationships, godly relationships don't happen by accident, right? We don't just kind of fall into place here, but it's going to take work and effort. And if we're going to continue to be friends, that's going to require some regular maintenance.
Yes. And I think sometimes couples can have a lot of time and effort put into business items in the marriage and in the family. And what we're suggesting here is beyond or in addition to the business items in the family. It's not just, hey, what's coming up this week? Did you get that laundry done? Whatever, you know, whatever. It's more than just checking off the list of calendars and finances and all that. It's relational effort as well. Just being together, just talking more broadly about what you're working on, what are you thinking on, what's hard for you right now, what, you know, some of these other conversations that can be easily neglected because of the business items.
Totally, totally. And, you know, sometimes you need to make time for the fun or for the date or for mm-hmm. the relational time together. Mm-hmm. You need to slot away some time in the busy week and the hectic, the grind of life, right?
Yes.
To just be together. And so date night, I mean, we talk about that all the time on this podcast, you know, go on dates, spend time,
yes.
invest in that. You've got to plan for it.
Yes.
Obviously, dates are great. Longer times together are great too. We were able to get away on a little vacation this summer, just the two of us. And so all of that mm-hmm. is super valuable for our friendship.
Mm-hmm. And we know you're in different stages. I mean, you could be listening right now and feels like, how could we get away? We've got all these littles or my job. But I think something we've always fought for time together, if dates have not been as regular as we'd like, we've fought for time together unhindered by other people and events going on. So phones down, babies and kids in rooms. You know, sometimes it's just a really well thought out evening where there's no screen or nothing else, but it's just the two of you talking over a good bag of popcorn. But I mean, of course, dates, I would say, as we keep saying, those are something that should be in the schedule if you can make it happen. But different stages of life, too, is just that quality time, purposeful, yeah. planned quality time as well.
Totally. Yeah, there's no one way to do this. And every relationship is going to be different. And so the way you have fun in your relationship might be different than the way we have fun in ours. And
mm-hmm.
that's fine. If you have weird fun, that's different than ours. Fine. You know, ours is the best, but that's okay.
Yeah.
I think that, you know, along those lines, you don't need to try to, you know, maybe you can look to couples or others for inspiration and examples like we look to your grandparents. But
mm-hmm.
but at the same time, we were not your grandparents. And
right.
we developed our own relationship that had our own unique style and way. And we leaned into that and we continue to do so. And that's kind of the moral of the story here on this episode.
Yeah, I think that's a great point because it could easily come into envy or, hey, it looks like this couple's doing this. Why don't we do this? Or I would love to have this.
Yeah.
And you know what? It's just different. You're right. We have different personalities, interests, backgrounds, budgets. You know, you can't compare
yeah.
families or relationships with other relationships. It's just what can we do in the time we have with our purposeful desire to get to know one another on a romantic friendship level, to grow that and make sure that it's something we put an effort into and that we'll see dividends in our family, in our romantic time, in our everything, I think, when we can invest in this relationship. We can honor God more when we know each other better.
Yep.
So, well, thanks for listening in. It was good to be back with you, and we'll see you next time.
All right. See ya.